now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, the festival season is in full swing, so this week we head to Oana Luau at the lake. Talk to Sully about the lineup for 2015. We're going to talk about Sid Caesar's Last Laugh and how about a mysterious Disney island that's been closed for years. Just what is the story behind that? All to come up on the Cocktail Nation tonight, but right now, the new album, Intergalactic Playboy, it's Jimmy Psycho and his version of the Thunderbirds theme on the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
Concatenation with Tiki Lounge Crew and Bongo Nova. Well, Oana Luau at the Lake, one of the most fun, action-packed events in Tiki, the three-day charity event, held at the historical Tiki Resort, Lake George, New York, June 26th through to the 29th. What to expect if you head down there? Fun, friendship, classic cocktails, live music, DJs, contests, vendors, and a whole bunch of fun, including a live Polynesian show. Joining me on the line, it is Sully. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing? Cool.
Fantastic. It's been a while since we've spoken, probably about a year or
two. Yeah. Much better this time. I'm in a home instead of at the side of the road with a broken down car this time.
That's right. I remember that. Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry. We've all been there. And if you're like me and you've owned a classic car, even the tow truck guys get to know you. A little while ago, I got a 1964 Austin Healey Sprite, and I broke down, and the guy pulled up with the tow truck, and he goes, "You're that disc jockey guy, aren't you?" Like, yeah, with the little red car that's broken down again, but you know.
Sometimes. Well, if it gets you a discount, you get frequent flyer miles or something.
Hey, let's talk about Oana Luau at the Lake. What's the lineup for 2015?
We're thrilled this year. We've got Low Straitjackets is actually going to headline it. We've got Waitiki, like the original Waitiki lineup. Randy's coming back from Hawaii specifically to perform. Then Neanderthals, Ninth Wave, the Odyssites, Men in Gray Suits, and just a hell of a lineup this year as far as the music. And that's, you know, kudos to Jet Sterling putting all that together this year. He did a bang up job. So
absolutely. Has it been going over the last couple of years? You feel like there's a bit of a growth, a bit of a resurgence, more people coming out?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's we cap the thing. You know, we do about 350, and that includes entertainment and everybody. So we don't have 350 tickets to sell. We had about 300, and they sell out quicker and quicker and quicker every year. We've actually already sold out the kickoff party, and the Tiki Resort sold all 140 of its rooms in 2 days when they went on sale this past year. So
that is fantastic. And once again, the Fraternal Order of Moai behind this event, as in previous years.
Yeah. So putting it together, it's a charity event. We do some scholarships and just a general fund for the Easter Island Foundation. So we take kids from Easter Island and basically send them to school on the mainland in the hope that they learn, conservation and try and keep the culture alive and keep the artifacts that are alive. A lot of them are doing HRTA as a place is becoming a tourist spot, but the island can't support too many people, so it's good that they figure out how to do all this stuff smart so that it'll be there for generations to come.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is an event that if you want to get along to it, you've got to get in nice and early. Probably the best way is signing up, I suppose, for the email alert, so that you're right to go as quickly as possible. But you can certainly check out more details about Oana Luau at the Lake. Fraternal Order of Moai.org is the website to go to. Sully, great to talk to you again. I'm glad we spoke to you in a car as opposed to side of the road this time. Did you get a new
good
car?
Good talking to you, Coop.
Did you get a new car?
No, I ditched it. I got a 2009 Honda now, so it's probably just as unreliable, but it's the parts are easier to get.
All right, well, have a successful event, and congratulations on once again filling it up for June.
Message one.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation with Dave Brubeck there, Mr. Broadway. Well, an interesting story I've got up on the website, cocktailnation.net, is that of the sale of Sid Caesar's house. He passed away just last year at 91 in the longtime Beverly Hills home of the late comic and actor, has sold $5.5 million, $1.25 million above its asking price. It's a beautiful mid-century style house, built in 1962, seen a fair share of Hollywood parties. It's set beside a large motor court and 3/4 acre, features floor-to-ceiling windows, taking the vistas of the surrounding canyons. Beautiful swimming pool opens up to the patio area. It's around about 4,000-odd square feet of living space. Caesar, who died last year at 91, of course, known for his satires and parodies, various TV shows, and, of course, the big screen credits, including the Grease movies and the 1963 classic It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World. He also sang, played saxophone, and worked in several orchestras. I've got the story up on the website, cocktailnation.net, if you'd like to check out some of the great pictures of this house. It's a pretty cool house and very much in original condition. Jet Set Unlimited now, and Something for Cat on the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation. Go on. Look up Lounge Lothario in the dictionary, and you'll find a picture of Coop smiling. The Cocktail Nation.
With Machinisa there and Picasso Frenzy. On the website, cocktailnation.net, we've got some great stuff up there. A few new blogs, book review on the book, The Last Playboy by Sean Levy, which I thoroughly enjoyed. Travels of a Record Hunter, a trip of mine just recently, collecting some records, cruising around the 64 Austin Healey. And an interview that I did last week with Jesse Diamond, who runs the Lonely Hip Cat website. You might want to check those out. Online, cocktailnation.net, along with links to the social media. And this is Chip Baker, and Time After Time.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. The passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you. Passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you.
Smoothest. He's a man who gets into some very hot spots and some very tight spots. Beautiful girls get stuck on him.
Just the two of us. Soft music.
Bad guys get struck by him. The mind-grabbing master plan to conquer the world.
It's Coop Cooper on The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Nation with the Mumbo Zombies there and Antigua. It's all thanks to ultraswank.net. Got a story that I've got up on the Cocktail Nation website all about a mysterious Disney Island. Now, when it opened in 1974, there were high hopes for Disney's Treasure Island. I remember this as a kid. It was later renamed Discovery Island, but it didn't take long for the dream to be shattered. Located in Bay Lake, Florida, it was bought by Walt Disney in 1965, and he turned it into a place for tourists to observe wildlife, including flamingos, swans, tortoises. Back in 1999, it was closed, and we don't know why. The animals were relocated off into the Animal Kingdom, which was a new Disney attraction. Rumors started swirling about in 2009 that it would be overhauled with a lost theme, but it just never happened. The last known visitor was a local photographer called Shane Perez, who actually swam out to the island, and he snapped some rather eerie photos of what remains. What did he find? Lights left on, reptiles in jars. And he said that Disney seemed to like to keep all the lights on in the abandoned properties in order to give the impression that they're still functional. He says it's quite eerie. I've got the photos online if you'd like to check them out, cocktailnation.net. A note from Jim Spencer when I posted the story up on social media. He says, I so miss Treasure Island. I'm originally from Florida, so I was into anything pirate as a kid. I remember visiting this in the late 70s. They could have really turned it into an exclusive type resort. Most of the animals, if you remember correctly, were moved out. They had flocks of pink flamingos on the island. And Jim says, I remember being in third or fourth grade watching them take off. Kids got the treasure maps to explore, the clues to find the treasure. Pretty amazing stuff. Thanks for that, Jim. Online, cocktailnation.net. We've got the story there for you, and you can check out some of the eerie photos. Time for a look at the water swank now, thanks to pastimealbumclocks.com. As we mentioned, Oana Lua at the Lake, June 25, June 29, Django Reinhardt New York Festival at Birdland, Tiki Con, July 10. The Gotham Jazz and Swing every Wednesday night, the Gotham Jazz Club. Tiki Oasis, August 13, the Twinwood Vintage Festival, Clapham, UK, August 29, and September 19, the Marilyn Monroe Festival here in Sydney. If you'd like to get your event on, online, cocktailnation.net. You can find the links there to get in touch with me. Here's Bill Evans now, and Beautiful Love on the Cocktail Nation. Thank you.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation with Larry Gelb. Love walked in. It's all thanks to ultraswank.net with your lounge leader, Coop Cooper. And next week, we are talking Pulp Fiction novels with an interesting fellow I caught up with here in Sydney at a special showing of Pulp Fiction novels and some of the Australian history behind it, which is kind of interesting. So more on this. It was actually from a thing called Pulp Fiction Confidential. Meantime, I'll leave you with Stolen Idols now and Busy Port. Stay here.